Robots ready to replace human labor. Cost pressures cancel concerns by employers. With the daily minimum wage rising to 300 baht nationwide on January 1st, businesses are attempting to lower their production costs by turning to machinery and robots to replace or complement manual labor. Cutting steel by using gas, plasma, and wire can be slow and result in an untidy finish. Using laser cutting means less labor is needed for finishing processes such as welding. It takes 3 hours to cut 20 pieces of steel using plasma, compared with slightly over an hour for laser. There have been rising orders for robots since the daily minimum wage rose to 300 baht in Bangkok and some other provinces in April. While laser cutting is used mostly in the construction, machinery, elevator, and auto parts sectors, welding robots are becoming popular in the automotive and agriculture sectors. There have been rising orders for robots since the daily minimum wage rose to 300 baht in Bangkok and some other provinces in April. The Japanese company Yasukawa Electric said the company received its first orders from the farm machinery sector last year from Bangkok and other provinces. One company ordered 20 to 30 robots. Thailand has a lot of farm machinery makers. The company sold 600 to 700 welding robots last year and expects to sell 500 to 600 this year. Next year, it plans to boost sales to 700 to 800 robots thanks to the growth of the automotive sector, where companies such as Mazda and Ford are producing eco cars. In countries such as Japan, fewer than 100 workers can be found in an automotive company compared with almost 1,000 in Thailand. Yasukawa Electric has increasingly penetrated the small and medium-sized enterprises, or SME, market in car accessories, especially in the Northeast. Currently, 70 to 80% of the company's sales are to large companies. SMEs have problems concerning payment, as they want to use the robot first in order to generate money to pay for the robot. This is the problem every large-scale machinery firm is experiencing. The company called on the government to help by providing low-interest loans for SMEs to purchase machinery or by acting as a guarantor. The starting price for a welding robot has increased from 900,000 baht to 2 million. Business operators have been increasingly seeking welding robots since the start of this year. The wage hike is only one factor, but another thing is the difficulty in finding welders. The Switzerland-based robotics company, ABB, has seen annual sales double over the past 2 years, due mainly to growth in the automotive sector. This year, ABB plans to sell 200 Swedish-made robots priced from 1 to 10 million baht apiece, while a complete robotic system costs 10 million.